The Rama tells us, which is the very end of Hilchos Tachanun, says, V'chein asu l'chol adam lipol al panav b'pishad yadayim b'raglayim. A person cannot recite a tefillah by completely prostrating themselves on the ground, stretching out their hands and their feet. Afilu im ein sham eben maskas. Even if the floor is not made out of stone or marble. Aval im notek sas al tzido mutter im ein sham eben maskas. If their floor is not made out of this type of stone, which we're going to see is likened to a form of possibly a avodah zarah, that people would bow down to this, even though that's not what your purpose is. So the floor is not made like this, and you do not bow down in that manner, then it's not an issue. And he quotes, which closes Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, V'chein yasu b'yom kippur kishnoifon al pneihem, im yatsiu sham atzavim kidei lahavsig ben harkarka. He says that on Yom Kippur, this is what we would do. And this is what is still done. That when a person would recite Tachanun, if in fact there was an issue with such a floor, they would put atzavim, grass, on the ground in order to separate them from this floor. And that's the minhag as brought down in the Ramah Moshe Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. He gives a little bit of a history lesson, beginning with the pasuk in the Torah that says, "Ve'eben maschis lo titnu be'artzachem lishtachav osaleha," that people used to use this as a form of avodah zarah, of idol worship. They would bow down to all sorts of things, including this type of a stone. The hainu, that is, afilu kimishtachvel l'shamayim al eben maschis. Ritzbas avonim dechadim milsehi. It doesn't make a difference, even if your intention is not to worship this floor, because your intention is to daven to Hashem and to connect yourself to God in this fashion. You're not allowed to bow down to such on such a floor. The kasuv poskim, the poskim write, de'ein asur min haTorah ki'im kashiyesh tarfei ligirusa. The only time that you're not allowed to do this, that you violated the Torah prohibition, is if you have two things going against you, two strikes against you. That is specifically that when a person bows down, you bow down in this dramatic fashion of stretching out your hands and your feet. And also that you're bowing down on this particular type of stone floor. Avol derech kida, d'hainu shenoyval apav, person just falls on their face without stretching out their arms, or that they do this unusual stretching out their arms and legs, but it's not on this particular type of floor, asur rak medivrei sofrim. So if you only do one of the two, it's not a Torah prohibition, which means that either you're just bowing down but not stretching out your limbs, or that you're doing so but it's not on this particular type of floor. The Torah prohibition is when you have both of them together. But there's a gzera, this rabbinical enactment, that we're concerned because once we allow one, you may end up doing both at the same time, and therefore we forbid it. However, im hoya tarte limal yusa, if you have two going for you, dehainu derech kida below ritzbas avanim, then lo gaz rabbanim. The rabbis did not make a decree upon a decree, which they don't make a gzera le gzera. So therefore, if you're bowing down like we do on Yom Kippur, and the floor is not a floor which is made out of stone, then you have two things going in your for you, and therefore it's not an issue whatsoever. Now, so this is, again, this is how the Ramah concludes, talking about what we do on Yom Kippur. So the question is that some people always wonder, like, what's going on Yom Kippur in the middle of the Musaf davening, people are handing out paper towels. Like, what is paper towels for? Like, I need to wash my hands or something? So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us as follows. He says, V'hesek sarach lios bikara ben haponim leben hakarka. The reason that people do this, again, is because of this issue that we do not want you to be bowing down onto a stone floor. We're going to see that, well, what's the issue? We don't have a stone floor, we'll get to that. But when they hand out those paper towels, is so that we should not make a hefsek between, we should make a separation between our faces, our head, and the ground, the kark. Now, some people, you'll see, that what do they do with the paper towels? And of course, we don't want to embarrass them if we're familiar with the halacha, or to sensitivity. Why are they giving me these paper towels? Because, you know, for the holidays, I just dry clean the suit. I don't want to get my pants all dirty. So I put down the paper towels so that when I bend, put on my knees, that my knees are not going to be touching this dirty floor. But that's not really the purpose of it. Because once a person does that, and they leave their face exposed directly to the ground, that really takes away from the whole purpose of this halacha, that the purpose is to separate, the paper towel is for your face, to separate between your face and the karka because of this this pasuk of the Eved Maskus. Now, the question is, well, what if we have a carpeted shul? I don't have this stone floor. And I'm also not stretching out my limbs, so I'm not doing either the things, so therefore it's not even an issa d'rabban, I'm not doing anything wrong. So it should be completely permissible. I don't need to be concerned of these two possible things. I'm not doing anything wrong. So why do we hand out those paper towels, right? So it's brought down in the Mate Ephraim. He writes, "She'av ki medina, ein sar chavsik el beritzmas avanim." Even though true, according to the letter of the law, the way that we prostrate ourselves down without stretching out our limbs, we really do not need to worry about handing out these paper towels because if our floors are not made of stone. Mikol Makom, nonetheless, says the Mate Ephraim, Machmirim Gam Bishar Ritzpot, Ad Ritzmas Avanim. We're strict, we're meticulous, even when it comes to our floors, which are not made out of this material. Kigon Ritzpas, Kiroshim, if it's made out of wood or planks or boards. And also, he says, Gam Baritzma Mechusa, Bikusim, plastic, the nylon, the Kadoma, Yeshul Hachmil, Haniach Hesik, of a mopin. You should put something. It doesn't make a difference what the floor is. We have this extra stringency because of we don't want to differentiate of what type of floor it is. Well, that was the whole problem why the Mishnah Berurah said that we shouldn't have to worry about it at all. But apparently he holds it's for some reason he's not concerned about Xera. I don't know why, but you're right. That's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a problem to begin with. That lo gazu rabbanim. But over here the Matar Fryer for some reason says we accept this chumra upon ourselves. I don't know if it's necessary to have this chumra.
Well, Shlot Tishtakar Torah Yisrael, because of the Maskis.
Yes.
So Shlot Tishtakar Torah Yisrael, that there is such a halacha, therefore we put it
down. The question is that, but we still need that halacha for the other instances. But yeah, I hear. We don't want to differentiate in any situation. And as you said, to make sure that this halacha remains alive. So the question is, okay, there's no paper towels left. All right. So am I allowed to just use my sleeve? I'll just go like this. I'll go on the ground and cover myself up like that. So as v'dal, you should know ki hefsek al yedei begadav einu nikra hefsek. When you cover yourself with your garments, that's nothing. That's not enough. Mishum debatelim legabe. It's considered to be part of you. It's like, and it's not really a separate part. V'rak betalis hatir b'di'evid. If a person's wearing a talis, chakras, then you could actually cover your head, separate the ground from your head with a talus, and that's okay. But even mishum she'enu davuk l'gufo kishar begadim, even though it's also a garment, it's worn over as a garment, nonetheless, it's something which b'di'evit is allowed if you have nothing else that you can use. I'm going to conclude with the interesting words of the Ramah. The Ramah, as we said that what are you supposed to use? A tzav, grass. Why grass? What's the significance of that? And he doesn't mention anything to be mafsik, to make a separation. So it's brought down that we know that nohagin bishvuos shtoach atzavim zechul al matan tayr shayat savim savim har Sinai, that some people, we have greeneries around the shul to acknowledge on shvuos the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai on that time. L'chein gam biyom hakipurim arm l'shtoach atzavim kedei shehe bozer remez v'zechul yiridas Moshe b'Har Sinai biyom hakipurim im haluchos ha'achronos. So the reason why he said that you should put this grass by your head doesn't necessarily have to be that. You could use anything, but the idea is, again, to acknowledge that Hashem gave us a second chance, gave us the second luchos, that Moshe descended from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur, and therefore that's the reason why the Ramah uses this. And the reason why I want to bring this down is because starting tonight, we're going to be beginning the 17th of Tammuz, in which we're going to be learning a little bit tomorrow, that one of the five reasons why we'll be fasting tomorrow for the Shivas of Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, is because of the first set of luchos that were broke during this particular time on the 17th of Tammuz. Rabbi Chananel ben Chasha.